if you really want to be the type of company that you get a lot of referrals from in the year of the referral, 2020 is the year of referral. The decade of the 20s is the decade of business mastery. You're going to have to go back to some basics, and you're going to have to take the lumps. You're going to have to put on your asbestos underwear, as my mom likes to refer to them as, and have the tough conversations and say, have we fallen down? Are we good enough?
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. Today's session is brought to you by Aloha, the power, the aina of the islands. And I'm 20 feet from the water, so you may hear some waves. I'm sitting in a chair with a canopy on top, and since it's raining outside, you might hear some pitter-patter of the rain. And there are giant sea turtles about 50 feet from me, so you might hear some tourists in the background going to take pictures of the turtles or calling for family members because, you know, Mother Nature's pretty cool. Today, what I really want to talk to you about, besides nature, is the year 2020 the year of the referral? And is the decade of the 20s the year of getting back to basics and business mastery? And I want to give you some history, and I want to give you some information. So, you know, the internet's been around for a while. It's been out there. And funnels have been around forever in whatever form when it comes to marketing, but they really came to light, you know, let's say roughly 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, some really good marketers have been able to get some cheap clicks, and some people out there took advantage of those cheap clicks, and they were able to get more clients, which, you know, I'm not knocking. Hey, congratulations. You got cheap clicks. You got clients. Yay, you. But here's where everything fell apart, and here's where you come in and I come in and businesses come in is, you know, because the clicks were so cheap and people were able to get clients, they fell on the back end and didn't take care of the people and keep up with the promises that they made. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but I am saying that there's quite a few people out there who they don't deliver what they say that they're going to deliver. And so there's the expectation was set in the sale. The expectation was set in the marketing. And then there was no fulfillment from the buyer. And, you know, this, in my mind and from looking at people and reading reviews, has to an extent started people to pull back in the marketplace. And recently there is a guy named Justin Brook. He's a brilliant dude. He runs a school called AdSkills.com. Can't say enough good things about Justin Brook. I've been following the guy for almost a decade. And he put out this article talking about that, you know, the companies that sell impressions are not selling clicks, they're selling impressions. And you think about the word impression, what does that mean? It's what do people think? What do people think? And the thoughts of the marketplace really do matter. The thoughts of what's going on in the marketplace really do matter. And I want to say 3 months ago, end of 2019, one of my mentors, Jay Abraham, put on a class about referrals. And it was a referral mastery course. This thing was 12 hours long. It was in-depth. And it had a ton of information. And, you know, I've seen just in the last couple of days, over the last week, that there's a lot of people right now talking about referrals. And I think part of it was because, you know, they saw that Jay was putting out this course and it was advertised, and it kind of put it into the lexicon of the business world. And I think, too, people are seeing the light of going, hey, wait a minute, the heyday of cheap clicks are over. Now we need to rush to the other side of the ship and get this figured out, why things aren't being fixed, what's going on. So people are starting to advertise, hey, I got a referral class going for you, or let's talk about referrals. And I think part of that is the marketplace seeing the shift of advertising not really being believable, or people not fulfilling their promises with business. So let's talk about what you can do to prepare. Let's talk about what's coming your direction. You got to start in-house. If you want referrals, you got to be the type of company that you would refer. And You know, when you take a look at how most companies operate, they do this a little bit backwards. They look at the buyer's journey a little bit crazy. So, you know, if on the left end of a piece of paper you put the beginning, and that's where they start getting the marketing, and then you make a notch somewhere on the piece of paper on that timeline, somewhere about the point where they buy, and, you know, for some industries that could be up to 2 years, depending upon which research you look at, to the point where they make the purchase, to the point where there's delivery. And companies think that, you know, at the point of delivery, they're like, yay us. Guess what? It's time to ask for a referral. But, I mean, that buyer's journey isn't anywhere complete. It's not done. And so the buyer comes back and says, not yet. So the company gives up and says, all right, well, we did our job. We did what we were supposed to. We asked for the referral. We didn't get it. All right, we're done. They take their marbles and go home. So in this business world, you have to deliver what you promise. And you really do have to care about your client and what their outcome is and how they're taken care of and what happens for them at the end of the day and if what you delivered really was what you promised. And part of that is you have to go inside of the company and look for breakage. Look for places where things fall apart. Look for places where you made a promise that isn't being fulfilled. Look for a place where things are made super difficult for a client. And it could be in the call center. It could be upon delivery. It could be upon warranty. It could be on a support ticket. It could be on a question. You know, anywhere that there is a point of breakage, you have the ability to lose. I was helping my mom with a project, and she has a company that's 42 years old. Okay? Her company's 42 years old. Today, 42. And she had an existing relationship with a vendor that she had since the doors opened in the company. And something happened and it went sideways. And it was a comment. And it was, you know, 10 seconds out of an employee's life that ended a 42-year relationship. That's breakage at the highest scale. And, you know, this company called upon my mom saying, hey, we want to do business with you. And my mom was like, no. And I'm going to tell you why. And the guy says, that's unbelievable. I don't think it happened. And it went nowhere. And so I told my mom, I said, you need to go higher up and tell the people what happened. And so she made a phone call. And she talked to the person in charge of this organization, pretty good-sized organization, and said, look, I've been a client of yours for 42 years, and I can't believe how rudely I was treated by one of your employees, and it wasn't taken seriously. And the lady's response was, I'm sorry to hear that. Pause. Hopefully we can earn your trust again. And there really wasn't an apology. There really wasn't sincere. But you think about a business 42 years given up from one bad experience. You know, there's plenty of people who would say, well, I mean, you know, you're taking the worst of what happened. I mean, your clients literally are looking for a reason right now to be like, ah, I don't want to deal with this company anymore. They're not looking for a reason to go, hey, XYZ company is really good. I'm going to look for every reason in the world to refer them. And this is why you have to be on point with your business game. And I don't mean game in a bad way. I'm like, you have to be very good at what you do. And when you take a look at the how you can prepare, like you can reverse engineer this to help you out. And it starts with your reputation. Your reputation in your reviews. You know, you could go back and clean up some of your reviews, contact clients that aren't happy and figure out if it was something that you did or if they were part of the 3% of the population that you'll never make happy. You know, there is a variance in the world of business of people who will not ever be happy with you. But that doesn't mean you should stop and go, well, you know, there's always going to be people who are mad, so I'm just going to let them go. You got your reputation and reviews. You got reliability. How reliable are you as a company? You know, in this day and age, you know, people will say, hey, Scott, can you give me a testimonial about a product? And I look at the product and I'm like, it's not very good. And then I'll tell them, I'll say, I'm sorry, I can't give you a review on this product. They're like, well, what, if you could say something, what would you say? And I have to say, I wouldn't. I'm putting my name on the line. So, like, anytime that somebody gives a referral, they're putting their name on the line. They're putting their reputation on the line. They're putting their reliability on the line. What's your reaction time? You know, is there an industry standard for reaction? Is it a day? Is it a week? Is it 24 hours? Is it 2 hours? You know, anytime that I work with salespeople, I tell them, say, you really want to stand out in a crowd, You run towards problems. You fix problems as they happen, real time. Don't put them off. That person's like, hey, you told me you were going to do all this stuff in the sales process, and you told me I was going to be important. Now that you got my money, now you won't help me. And there's nothing more infuriating than somebody taking your money and then not delivering what they promised. If you're going to make a promise, you got to keep it. Then it comes down to repeat action. How often do you repeat the action of excellence? How often are you doing what you tell people you're going to do? How often? And so when you take a look at the timeline we talked about earlier, people may take up to 2 years to make a purchase. Their buying process may take 1 week, 2 weeks, a month. They've made the purchase. Now, from the time that they make the purchase to the time that something happened, something went wrong, this is your time to prove you're good at what you do. This is your time to prove, like, you can earn the referral. Referrals are not given, they're earned. And you have to understand this distinguishment, because if you're going to say, I want to get more referrals, you're going to have to reverse engineer how to make that happen. Now, the good news for you, there is good news, is most companies won't do it because it's hard work. It's hard to sit in a room and say, this department's got a problem. It's hard to sit in a room and go, we're bad at this element of business. It's hard to sit in a room and go, that review is right. You know, I look back probably about 10 years ago, right at the time that I was getting out of doing full-time sales, and I screwed up. I did. It was my fault, and I got a really bad review. It was right in the beginning when the review sites were coming out, and I got a bad review. And it hurt because I deserved it. It hurt because it was true. And I had to go apologize to the people that I didn't deliver my promise to, rightfully so. And I vowed right then and there, this will never happen again. I had to go eat crow, as my mom would say. I really do believe that 2020 is going to be the year that everybody talks about referrals and everybody says you should get more referrals. But at the end of the day, they're not telling you how to get them. They're not telling you how to deliver upon them. They're not telling you what it takes. They're saying, go get referrals. And so the marketplace is going to burn a bunch of people out. This is what's going to happen. People are going to buy widgets, gizmos, product services. As soon as that purchase is made, the salesperson, the company, the organization is going to go to the person and say, let's time to celebrate. We got the job done. Give us a referral. And they don't have the word tracked down. They don't have the conversation down. They haven't earned it. So all these people who are asking for referrals are going to burn the marketplace out of saying, stop asking me for a referral when you haven't earned it. And this is a conversation that you could put into your scripting, so to speak, your word tracks into your presentation early on, somehow saying when, not if, but when we deliver what we promise, at some point we may come back to you and ask you for an introduction to a person who's similar to you, or a referral, whatever way you want to put it in the phrase. But know that if you think that just because you made the sale, you delivered the product, the service, the good, the widget, the gizmo, and dropped it off for your buyer, now it's time to ask for a referral, that's the beginning of the conversation. I mean, that's like the second date. And, you know, now you're saying, I want a referral. That's saying, hey, we've gone on two dates. Let's get married. That person's saying, I don't have proof. I need to see reliability. I need to make sure that your reputation's true. I need to see that you got those repeat actions. And here's what happens is once you build momentum and you've gotten a whole bunch of people referring, and you get a whole bunch of people coming back and saying you're the type of company through testimonials, through advertisement testimonials, through, you know, non-solicited testimonials, then you could really start shining. Then you really have the capability of making things happen. But you got to get your house in order first. Most people want to look at dessert before they order the dinner. And they go for the dessert of saying, I want the referral, and they haven't earned it. If you really want to be the type of company that you get a lot of referrals from in the year of the referral, 2020 is the year of referral. The decade of the 20s is the decade of business mastery. You're going to have to go back to some basics, and you're going to have to take the lumps. You're going to have to put on your asbestos underwear, as my mom likes to refer to them as, and have the tough conversations and say, have we fallen down? Are we good enough? Because if you're not, people aren't going to refer you. And if you're not good enough and you ask for that referral, you're going to have to face some rejection when they don't give it to you. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.